This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you want to know who will actually be out shopping today on what is supposed to be stay at home and break bread with your loved ones day, meet Hannah Trafton, a college junior in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with her shopping list.
A Tupperware set, a hand mixer, a vacuum, new sheets for my bed, towels, a rug.
Have you ever heard a more relentlessly practical shopping list than that? You see, Hannah, at 19, is moving into her first apartment. She and her new roommates have put down in writing their whole shopping strategy tonight.
We called it our plan of attack of where we're going to go and when. And then I have also a list of what time the stores open. And then I have the list of items and then which stores I can get them if they sell out at the store that I really want to buy it at.
You used to work in retail?
Yes, I did. I worked at Boston Store, which is kind of like a Macy's.
So we should both spare a thought for the hardworking men and women who stuck working on Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, especially if there's coupons, because you would be amazed how many people come up to you and go, this coupon's supposed to work with this, and it doesn't. Retail people are happy enough to answer your questions. Just don't fight with us. It makes it harder. I worked a 12-hour shift the year I was working there. I worked from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Woo. Now, any idea what your family members think about this notion of yours with your battle plan sallying forth into the retail maelstrom on Thanksgiving evening?
My parents think that I'm being ridiculous, but they haven't worked in retail. And they always say, oh, you can find it cheaper later. I'm like, no, I know I can't find a Pyrex set for $18. I might be able to find it for $24, but right now I can take a little bit of my check and get a lot more than taking that same amount and going to the store right before Christmas.
Hannah Trafton is a junior in college in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hannah, thank you.
No problem.